Speaking of America's obesity epidemic, here come Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
No, no, no.
Don't got nothing for that one. Let's all go fly a kite.
That's something we could do outside.
Oh.
Oh, well, hello, listeners.
Hello.
We were just sitting talking about things you could do outside.
Yeah.
We are...
What do you like to do outside?
I like to do a lot of stuff
outside. It?
I like to do it outside. You can build a fort.
Okay.
You can plant a butterfly garden, which I did.
All right. Now, you did that outside. Did you ever do it outside?
Do it six?
Yeah.
I was like, you mean Pennywise?
Pennywise. Did you ever do that clown?
I just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
The clown that comes up from the sewer. Did you ever do him?
I've had sex outside, yeah.
Oh, gross, Kendall.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. This is an internet talk show / radio filler program.
If you're just joining us.
On radio station KBSH, that's Rye 99 in Busheltown. If you've not already turned off from all the nausea caused by Kendall's inner revelations.
No, you can do it outside. Ooh. If you want. You're the one that said do it.
Kendall, I'm trying to have a comedy show here.
Well, then you failed miserably.
Damn it. I keep hoping, you know, around 500-ish shows we'll get it right.
No. Cliff, you can look for shapes in the clouds if you're wanting a more wholesome thing to do.
Have you ever found a shape in the clouds?
Like a
big anus.
Cliff, have you ever played spray bottle water tag?
Have
you heard of that?
What you really need to do is when you put one of the bottles and it's full of like bleach.
Damn.
And you spray that and you don't know which bottle it's going to be. Will it be the one that you've gotten
or not? That's a Russian roulette spray bottle water tag.
That's it.
Got it.
That's if you want to do it the harmful, painful way.
All right. If you want a wholesome way, just get some water.
Sure. You want to keep your options open.
Yeah. All right.
What do you really like to do outside? Plant a damn butterfly garden?
Well, I do. I like that. I don't like to go outside much, but when I do, what I've been doing lately is I've been like drawing again.
Uh-huh.
And when I have a rare moment to go out and sit outside, I like to sit and just draw. It's very peaceful.
That sounds peaceful.
I can't draw what's in front of me, but at least I'm outside. I'm enjoying
butterfly
nature and the butterfly in my garden.
Lands on your pencil.
It does. It's beautiful.
How do you attract butterflies?
You have certain plants that are butterfly friendly, that are like colorful and pollinating.
Why do they like those plants instead of other ones?
Well, like, for instance, milkweed. Milkweed is the one plant that monarch butterflies actually make their cocoon on. It's the only plant they do that on. So that's
la-di-da. Only the finest milkweed from my cocoon.
All right, what do you like to do outside?
I'm like you. I don't like to do anything outside in the sun.
Come to the right place, listeners.
Speaking of, we're kind of outside. We're kind of not. We're in our booth,
kind of outside,
traveling from the last town to the next town on this ride tour.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're in our booth, but our booth is in the back of a big. Is it a semi truck? Is that what
semi-truck,
you? Semi
truck. Yeah.
I called it a delivery truck.
And I was like, what, U-Haul?
I don't know the names of trucks. We're in the back, the big back, it's closed in. And
a 40-foot semi-truck is what it is.
Our booth is here, and outside the booth, what are they doing? Mr. Snodbot and Mrs. Putter Butter Better Churn. They're playing, trying to play Jenga. It keeps falling down.
They're playing Jenga.
When it's so hot and sunny, I'm totally like other people. If it's storming and raining, they're like, "Oh, I don't want to go out in that." To me, if it's hot and sunny, I'm like, "Oh no, I can't guarding this.
No.
That's how I am.
I do. I like to get caught in the rain. I'm like that Pina Colada song. I really do. I love it.
Do you like Pina Coladas?
Virgin Pina Coladas.
And getting caught in the rain. Making love at midnight.
In the dunes of the Cape, doing it outside.
Can you imagine Kendall doing it in the dunes of the Cape?
Can you imagine Kendall doing it anywhere?
Without losing your lunch.
Because
you
I can't.
No, but imagine when he gets up from doing it in the dunes of the Cape and just the sand that just falls and falls and falls and falls.
Just a vast hole.
From the crevices.
An endless pothole.
Whoa.
The imagining of that takes a while.
I know. Let's go back. Let's get back on track.
Things outside. I think that you should set up your own dunk tank. And then you have people throw the old baseball against it, and the water comes splashing down.
That sounds good, Cliff. Can we get a dunk tank and you get in it?
Now, have you ever been in a dunk tank?
No.
Oh, I can't believe I've done one thing in the world that you have not done.
I haven't.
Well, I have.
All right.
It's fun. It's a fun time.
Why don't you volunteer to pick up litter?
Ugh.
All right, don't.
I think we have enough parolees to do that for us.
All right, make s'mores camping then.
Ooh.
S'mores.
Now, if I could make those without having to go camping, why don't you just paint a twister board? And then you can tweet about it. You can paint a twister board on your lawn.
Now, that's a good idea.
Now, I saw a photo the other day. I wish I'd saved it somehow. Of a guy with a twister Halloween costume. And, of course, one of the dots was right on the crotch, right? And then he had the board where it was like 80% that color on the crotch. It's hilarious.
Hilarious.
I laughed and laughed.
I laughed. I cried.
I called people up I haven't in years. I was like, you've got to see this.
Austin, can you hear me over this connection?
I tried to get him. It was some sort of weird thing. Weird thing.
You can watch the sunrise, Cliff.
Watch the sunrise.
But you have to wake up early.
Oh, can't you just tape it? Show me later.
DVR that shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Fire. Sunrise, sunset, sunrise. Now, what you got to do? In one of those hot summer days, you and your family. Everybody put a wet t-shirt of theirs.
No, Cliff, I can't have a wet t-shirt contest.
No. You put the wet t-shirt into the freezer. Let the shirts freeze for a night.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, you gotta defrost that shirt on your body.
Oh, I do that every day anyway.
And you race to see whose is defrosted first.
That's why I keep my shirts at night in the freezer.
Why not? Doesn't that sound like fun?
No. That does. I think I might try that.
Oh, pardon me. Bowser, I almost won the Jenga game.
He's quite adept at Jenga.
Oh, but we went over a pothole and the whole tower came tumbling down.
Yeah, you know, why are you playing Jenga in the truck? But it makes it more exciting.
Oh, it's such a fun and exciting time. It's a very exciting time to be alive, boys.
It was Funky's idea. She said, why play boring old Jenga? Play truck Jenga.
Because, you know, she and Opie, they're from that future generation where regular stuff is not going to be entertaining to them.
Not good enough.
You got to, you know, add layers to stuff.
Well, dear, we've just raised her in such a way that just like in the old days, you had to find something fun to do and make up things.
Yes. Oh, yes, she's a wonderful mother, dear.
And you're such a wonderful father, dear.
Oh, it's a marvel just to see her mothering every day.
I hate to break this love fest up, but...
Another Cliff and Kendall love fest.
We are in the middle of a wonderful show.
It's a show...
Yes, I feel like I heard you talking about Kendall's sex life or something. It's inappropriate for the show.
No.
Disgusting. Let's just move on.
I don't know where this stuff came from. I was grossed out. And we all were grossed out, but it's just one of those things that just happens. That's part of life, right? Like truck driving and stuff like that.
Truck driver. Oh, what a wonderful path. Mr. Snodbottom loves truck driving.
Oh, I just love to see the big trucks roll up and down the highway. Oh,
oh, remind me exciting. Of my childhood. When we'd see the trucks entering the highway for the first time.
Oh, when you would see an ice truck coming to town on a hot summer night. Oh, and you go get some shaved
it
ice.
It was wonderful, dear. It's nice and cool on a summer day.
So cooling, dear.
Now that's something to do outside.
Now that is something that to is do something. Outside. Just have some
only
ice.
They still delivered ice.
If only, ooh.
Of course, I always like to collect rocks as well, dear. Make a little pet rock garden.
Oh, she's got a beautiful rock garden in our home in Bushelltown. She's painted faces on so many of them. Oh, she can recite all of their names.
Of course I can't, dear. Why would I have a rock garden without knowing their name?
Oh, quite right.
All right, well, thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah.
We appreciate what you've added to the show.
And, as always.
But we do, we've got to rush to get a segment going here.
We do. We're going to do some bad jokes.
All right, there, but...
All right, well, keep it clean, though, dear.
Dear, I challenge you to a round of jingle.
Okay, quite right, dear. Let's play.
All right,
it's time for some bad jokes. Bad jokes. Clip, a man goes into a restaurant, and a beautiful waitress comes over to serve him and asks him what he would like.
Baby.
And he says, I want a quickie.
Whoa!
And she slaps him and says, how dare you? And she walks
damn
off.
Damn straight, she does.
Then this other customer leans over and he says, I think it's pronounced quiche.
Oh, yeah.
What an idiot.
Kendall, did you just say a man walked into a restaurant?
I did.
Well, guess what? After he left that restaurant, he walked into another restaurant.
Bang, bang.
And he seated himself, and soon the waitress came over and to take his order.
No.
What would you like to drink? She asked.
Oh, I was like, is this the same joke?
No. And it's just the same town,
got
same
it.
Diner. And the man said he would like coffee. And the waitress promptly returned with a cup of coffee, but spilled it on the man's lap when she stopped at the table. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry, she said. It's okay, he said as he wiped his pants with a napkin. But tell me, is this regular or decaf? And she said, oh, it's regular. And he said, oh, great. Now this thing's going to be up all night.
Oh.
Whoa.
Zing.
Zing.
Got to get that decaf.
Got to get it.
All right, Cliff, three engineers are arguing about which is better.
Are you freezing cold in this booth?
No, I love it.
Okay, you're rubbing your arms, you're chattering your teeth in here.
I'm not chattering my teeth. That's me talking.
Oh, what is that sound of? Oh, it's a rat over there in this corner.
Okay. Three engineers are arguing about which is better, mechanical, electrical, or civil engineering.
Oh, of course.
And the mechanical engineer says, God must have been a mechanical engineer because look at the joints in the human body.
Oh, shit.
And the second one says, no, God must have been an electrical engineer because look at the nervous system.
Damn straight.
And then the third one says, God had to be a civil engineer because who else would have ran a waste disposal pipeline right through a great recreational area?
Whoa. Kendall, there was a guy from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Way down yonder on the bayou. And he went to the dentist, and he said he had a toothache. And the dentist went to give him a shot of Novocaine, and he said, oh, no, you don't, Doc. I don't like needles, so you better get that needle away from me. And the dentist said, okay, then, how about some gas?
Ooh, bring it on.
And the guy said, oh, no, you don't, Doc. I'm allergic to gas.
Idiot.
I know. The dentist went back into the room, came out with a blue pill, and handed it to him. And he says, now, Doc, I may be from way down yonder on the bayous of Louisiana, but I know what this is. That is Viagra. And the doc says, yeah, I know, but it'll give you something to hold on to while I yank out your tooth.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Just take the needle.
Just take the needle. The needle.
Two cannibals meet one day. And the first cannibal, he says, you know, I just can't seem to get a tender missionary. I've baked them, I've roasted them, I've stewed them, I've barbecued them, I've tried every sort of marinade.
Oh my.
I just can't get them tender.
Yes.
And he says, wait, which missionaries are you using? He says, well, I'm using the ones that hang out at the bend of the river. They have those brown cloaks with a rope around their waist, and they have a kind of ball on top with a ring of hair on their heads. And the second cannibal says, oh, no wonder, those are friars.
Oh. Now, see, that one I got, I just didn't like.
I can tell. Usually the ones you don't listen to, you're like, That one, you're like, oh.
Oh, is that where that went? Okay. All right. Kendall, guess what?
What?
You're going to love this.
I know.
The farmer's neglected wife. Oh, take a minute to cry for her, listeners.
Don't cry for her.
No, do. She was neglected. And now she stepped behind the barn and sees, ooh, a sexy young hired hand taking a piss.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got it, baby. And she stares in disbelief at his huge apparatus and says, boy, I'd sure like to have some of that. And he says, well, you best run get you a cup. I'm about food.
Oh, Lord.
Whoa.
Golden showers.
Oh, right. Okay, no, I did not go there.
I know.
You are the one filthifying this show.
It's all me.
Telling us all about your deep sex life.
Cliff, I gotta take a break.
Okay. Guys, he's talking about me.
I'm not talking about...
You've made it this far. It'd be a shame to give up now. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
When you get up to get a drink, you really ought to stop and think about the way you quench your heavy thirst. The refrigerator is loaded, but before you grab a soda, why not try a big wet glass of water first? Cold water is a drink that you can trust. No one's ever lost a tooth from rust. So try to drink six glasses and sit down between your classes. When you're thirsty, reach for water. You know you really ought to. It's the best no-calorie drink in all the world.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Checked off the bucket list, dear. Oh, my.
What's going on? Why are you so excited, Mr. Snubbottom?
What is going on? We just stopped.
Time of his life.
We just stopped at a truck stop, and I got a huge, big gulp over here.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall's been judging me because of how big it is.
Well,
it's too big. I know. I can read it in your eyes.
I don't have to say anything.
I can read it. But what's going on? Y'all are freaking out.
He's had a wonderful time, dear.
Buzz, while you were in there feeding your faces, the very kind truck driver, he allowed me to go down the road a quarter of a mile driving the truck, Buzz.
He let you drive the truck?
Oh, he did. He paid very close attention, but he said I was very good and could easily be a truck driver, didn't he, dear?
He did, dear. It was wonderful. You looked so handsome driving the truck.
I've never felt freer than behind the big rig wheel.
And he honked the horn with such fervor, dear. It was wonderful.
I loved it. It had such a clear tone through the mountain air above.
Well, that is wonderful. I'm glad you got to do such a wonderful thing. I'm surprised he let you drive the truck with all this expensive gear in the back.
You know, I'm very reliable, very trustworthy.
Very trustworthy.
That's what I've always said that you are.
That's the two words we use to describe you.
Reliable and trustworthy. The trustworthy.
Oh, dear, it was wonderful. We had a wonderful time.
Oh, dear. Oh, come along. Could we go and telephone Sheriff Frogblast?
He would love the story.
You know how he loves horns.
He loves horns. Come along. It's his favorite. All right. Thank God we weren't in the truck when he was driving.
Oh, I'm already down at the bottom of this big gulp.
Oh, my God. I mean, Cliff, what would you do if he was driving the truck and we were back here?
What would you do? What would I do?
What would you do? What would I do?
Talking WWID.
WWID.
Give me one.
Finally. All right, Cliff. So the news comes on, and it said there is a massive asteroid that is definitely going to hit Earth in 1 year's time. Nothing can be done about this. Credit card companies don't matter anymore. Nothing really matters anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What do you
do? I guess you just podcast. You just record Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast until the old ball drops or whatever.
We'll be here with you on the air when it happens.
We'll be on the air when it happens. As it happens. I think that's what I would do.
All right, good.
You'd eat a lot.
Eat? Oh, God. Bring me more food, please.
Just watch Steel Magnolias over and over. All right, Kendall, what would you do? You're on a luxurious tropical vacation. You become, of course, a prime suspect for what but murder?
Of course.
And you're allowed one person, either living or dead or fictional, to clear your name. What would you do? You do.
Perry Mason.
Perry Get him Mason. Oh, you sexist bastard.
Why is it sexist?
Because you get Jessica Fletcher because she gets him off.
Well, I didn't even think about her.
There's no
You're right. I would prefer Jessica Fletcher because I'd love to talk about the stories with her.
Yeah, there's no other right answer.
All right.
That's one that's not open-ended. It's you get it right or you don't. It's a pass-fail.
All right. I got it now.
All right.
All right, Cliff. Famed Bushelltown scientist Dr. Finkel Farnsworth invented a time machine and needs you to go back to the Middle Ages because they were so dark and they needed a little Cliff and Kendall coast-to-coast in their life. So he allows you to take back whatever you can buy for $100 on Amazon with you. What do you do?
I mean, I guess you're going back in the Middle Ages. They don't have electricity. You buy books to read.
It was a closed-ended question, too. You need antiseptic.
No. You buy books. You buy a few erotic novels.
You're all wrong, Cliff.
No, I'm exactly right. There's nobody out there who would buy anything different.
Oh, okay.
Nobody.
All right.
Kendall, what would you do?
And I'll tell you.
You're cursed by what but a gypsy after you step on her foot at a salad bar. And the gypsy curse says, hey, guess what? Everything you touch from now on will transform into a cassette tape. What would you do?
Well, I'd touch everything and I'd listen to what it sounded like.
You'd never be able to put it into a radio because it would just...
I'll touch the tapes and I'll have somebody put them in the radio player.
Oh, Kendall, you know, one night you'd just be too randy. You'd touch Susan and there you'd have a little plastic tape where your wife used to be.
Just be her talking to me on the tape.
Won't even be that. Probably be, you know, a Run DMC greatest hits.
DMC.
Oh, that's how it ends.
Okay.
Not this segment, but that.
Right. That no, part the segment's not over.
Segment, I'm nowhere near done.
Cliff, you're on the toilet.
Oh, of course.
And your phone rings. And it's your husband, Jake Gyllenhaal.
All right.
He wants to meet up for lunch. And you get so excited, but you drop your phone in the toilet, only to find that the person before you didn't flush and your phone has landed on a fresh pile of poo.
Uh-huh.
What do you do? Says you.
Says you! Well, I guess you fish it out, right?
All right. I'd leave it. It's done.
It's done. Kendall, that is, everything you're saying is grossing me out. Yeah. Kendall.
Cliff.
Guess what?
No idea.
You're having breakfast, and you think you're about to take a big gulp of orange juice, so you close your eyes and drink. But instead of orange juice in the cup was full of cockroaches, and now they're all over your face, and they're crawling down your throat. Ooh, what would you do?
Oh, I would die. That's a Cliff answer. I'd spit out the cockroaches, and then I'd go get some orange juice to wash the taste out of my mouth.
Oh.
And then I'd move on with my day, I guess.
No.
What else are you going to do?
Kendall, you would be in a padded room.
Oh, I wouldn't have. There were spiders.
Oh, I wish it had been spiders.
I wish it would have taken like frogs.
Frogs, J-Rod. All right, is that all for
That's
what?
It, Cliff. That's all I would do.
Oh, shit.
That's what I would do.
That's what I would do. I got so lost in that one. I have no idea. We're in this darkened back of a truck.
I know.
And it's so hard. I don't even know where we are. We're just traveling down the road.
And it smells like a nasty jock strap back
you.
Here. That's not me.
That is, you think it's
Charles
me?
Was in here. Charles was in here.
Well, he was eating lunch in your chair.
I know. That's what he likes to do.
Yeah. Well, he puts...
Hang out in my chair.
It's because it's got the deepest ass groove.
Oh, God.
You know, he puts his tartar sauce on the sandwiches.
I was going to say, that's where he puts his tartar sauce. In the large ass groove.
And then that's where he puts his large ass. In your large ass groove.
We got to get a new chair. Now I'm getting disgusted.
Oh, no. Kendall, don't get disgusted. What would you tell the listeners if you could tell them just one thing?
I tell him, please keep listening. Relax, it'll get better.
It's your just magic sex. It's just sex.
No, I'll tell you what I tell him. I tell him, don't touch that dial.
Oh, they're continuing to talk about fornication.
Gosh, it's terrible.
There are small children right outside.
I'm not talking about fornication.
He keeps saying it's only sex. Here's what I would do with Susan outside.
Using a classic, well-known...
Eiffel Tower her.
Marketing phrase.
A marketing phrase.
Eiffel Tower?
What are you talking about? Coke, is it?
No, this hustle.
Is
the... Hustler.
Hustler?
Relax, it's just sex. That's their motto.
Oh, my God.
Dude, please,
he's talking about Hustler.
I can't believe you're talking about such filth on the air.
All right, we're changing the subject. We're not going to touch that dial.
Please don't touch that dial,
that's
Bob.
That's a good idea.
No more touching of that dial.
Oh, my God.
See here.
Okay. It's time for some trivia, Cliff.
All right.
For some TV trivia.
Sure.
All right.
Don't touch that dial.
Don't do it.
Cliff, what sitcom has often been dubbed the Beverly Hillbillies in reverse?
The Beverly Hillbillies in reverse would be Green Acres.
Green Acres is the place to be. Yes.
Damn straight. Oh, my. What was the first word Alan Funt said when telling folks they were on candid camera?
Smile!
Smile!
You're on candid
though your
camera.
Heart is breaking.
That's a different song.
He would sing the whole song to them.
That whole song.
Smile, even though it's aching.
All right, Cliff, this one's very timely since we're in a truck.
We are.
What bus driver was accused of inspiring Tennessee Ernie Ford's 16 tons? What do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt. Was it Ralph Cramden?
Yes!
Wow.
How'd you know that?
He's the only bus driver I could think of.
Oh, well, good on you.
Kendall, God damn it, if you get this wrong...
You're going to throw me out of the back of the truck.
Let's agree on that. If you get this wrong, you get thrown out of the back of this moving truck.
Please throw me out of the back of the truck.
Kendall, what amateur sleuth spent a fair amount of time autographing her mystery bestsellers?
Her mystery bestsellers.
That's what I said.
Was that Jessica Fletcher?
Thank God. You were this close to rolling down the road.
No, I was not.
Behind us.
I knew. Cliff, what Mary Tyler Moore show character referred to the French ambassador as the dude from Frogtown?
The dude from Frogtown. Was that Ted?
That was good old Ted.
Baxterino.
Big old Baxter.
All right, Kendall, I got one more for you.
All right.
I hope. Are you ready?
I hope. I'm ready, I hope.
For, like, really?
I'm really ready. Really, really ready.
Now, you're too ready.
Now I've passed being ready. I'm only half ready now.
You need to go back and be a little bit less ready for that. Kendall, what honor was Laura Palmer elected to by her high school class?
Most likely to be the star of a television show.
No, after death. No, it was, of course, Homecoming Queen.
Oh, good old Homecoming Queen.
Everybody run. The Homecoming Queen's got a gun. Remember that song?
No.
It's the best song. Everybody Google that. It's the very, very best song.
Name
it was homecoming night at my high school. Everyone was there. It was totally cool.
Everyone was there.
The band was playing Evergreen. Then all of a sudden, somebody screamed, "Look out, look out! The homecoming queen's got a gun!" It's the greatest song. Look it up right now, and it will explain to you who I am better than any 1,000-word essay.
Oh, Cliff, I already know
Ever
who you are.
Good. Ever good.
I already know. Cliff, I got a few more things I wanted to tell you to do outside.
Okay.
Go. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, tell us.
I was going to say, go.
Go. Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
Kendall is so combative this episode. Is it all the like up and down motion of this truck?
I think it's the diesel.
The diesel is the are the diesel fumes making?
They're getting to me.
Hey, right, Kendall's just being a big jerk because the diesel.
I'm not being a big jerk.
Oh, that explains it.
Oh, boy. That's it. That's it.
All right.
All right. Well,
I was hanging up on Kendall.
Listen, you think he's also he's paranoid.
Okay. Cliff. If you want something else to do outside, run around until you get dizzy.
Oh, it'll give you the...
Knock you right out.
Make you feel like you've been inhaling diesel fumes for hours exactly. And hours. All right, well, that's outside, upside down, inside out. And I'm sad.
And I am so sad that I've been such a jerk. So oh, I'll Kendall, just apologize to you all.
We love you.
It's this tartar sauce in the butt groove I'm sitting on. Sorry.
We love you. We forgive you. You could never do anything that would make us not treat you as a respected co-host.
Oh, well, good. I'll try, though. I'm just kidding.
All right, Kendall.
All right. Give me a quote.
How about the gourmet here? You know what he wanted? Hot dogs. You know what they make those things out of, Chet? You know? Lips and assholes.
Lips and assholes. I just watched that.
Oh, I love it. And that was said by Dan Aykroyd in The Great Outdoors.
Just watched it. Love that movie.
Love it.
In the presence
blow
of nature.
Blow it out your ass.
In the presence of nature, a wild delight runs through the man in spite of real sorrows.
What a delight.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Oh, Ralph.
Good old Ralph. You'll shoot your eye out.
Oh, right. That's Ralphie. I was thinking Ralph Cramden. I was going back so many to Ralph. That bus driver. I'm about to Ralph. All right. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kenda. We'll see you next. Whoa, watch that pothole.
Watch out for that tree.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Lips and assholes.
Lips and assholes.